So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly, Job 1:5. What Job did for his children after a party, you should do before you sleep tonight. Anytime people come together to have fun, it's easy to slip into sinful behavior and forget who we are as Christians. It shouldn't happen, but it does, that our parties rarely glorify God. God predestined you to be conformed to the image of his Son, Romans 8:29. An off-color joke is told, and knowing smiles appear on faces, gossip is whispered and heads nod in approval. Covenants of darkness are made and reinforced simply by saints not keeping the golden rule. After a few more liberties, a saint is undone. His walls have been breached, his precious integrity proven unable to withstand temptation. Keep God with you at parties. You know you feel bad when you leave them, so why not be a light? It's your pride. You forget who you are and want to be accepted. Confess the sin of conformity and go to Christ. The precious blood of the Lamb removes the guilt and purges away the defilement of our sins of ignorance and carelessness. This is the best ending of a Christmas day, to be washed clean in the cleansing fountain. Believer, come to this sacrifice continually. If it's good tonight, it's good every night. Resolve to be a witness of Christ wherever you go. And if you stumble, keep coming back to the fountain and learn what's pleasing to God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2.